So the problem with a lot of the principled defenses of IP, well, number one problem is they're not all principled. They tend to bleed into utilitarian defenses of IP. Just look at Rand's tortured attempt to explain why, you know, some kind of 17-20-year patent term is okay, but an infinite one is too long and zero is too short, even though she bases this on this natural rights idea of the right to own the product of your labor or something like that. She ends up infusing it with utilitarian concerns. J. Neil Shulman's logo rights idea and Rand's idea and Tibor McCann's ideas about IP, they all basically seem to, especially Shulman and McCann, except they either fall prey to the fallacy of that you can have property in value of things or property in the way things are arranged, which in a way is the same thing, because value is just how others regard property. So to own the value of something, you have to have basically a right to what others think about it. So it's a property right in other people's brains or bodies in a way. And similarly, to have a property right in not only the physical integrity of a thing that you own, but in its so-called identity, is basically to have a property right in the way it's arranged. But since the way it's arranged is not limited to that instance of that thing, it gives you property rights in all other things owned by everyone else that could possibly be arranged in that way. So it's a way of redistributing wealth or transferring ownership away from, it's a type of theft in a sense. It's a way of taking control rights, which is ownership, away from the first owner of something, the Lockean homesteader or his heir and his descendant in title, and transferring it to someone else as soon as they think of a new way to do something with their own property. So in this sense, it's equivalent to other justifications given to invade property rights. Taxation takes property, regulation takes property rights. All these things, simple crime takes property rights. All these things are ways of taking away the rights of the owner, giving them to someone else who was not the original appropriator, or someone who received the property by contract from the original appropriator. And this is basically the problem with all these theories. In a sense, I think they all stem from a confusion about the nature of ownership. In a way, the Marxian or even Smithian idea of the labor theory of property is at the root of all of this. We don't own our labor. Labor is just what we do with our bodies. It's one thing we can use our bodies to do. So this whole idea that you own something that you mix your labor with because you owned your labor in the first place is an unnecessary and confusing part of Locke's homesteading views. But more on this later, since I am almost at work.